Well, Lucas, talking about the world of business, I'm excited to have you in the studio because you're introducing somebody new to the KRWG airwaves, but not new to our community.
Yes. So I'm glad to be here, and I brought along a guest, Algernon De Massa. He is our new reporter, and he's going to be reporting on business for the Las Cruces Sun News.
Algernon, welcome to KRWG.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Now, people are familiar with you because you wrote for the Deming Headlight, and there was also several of your columns that appeared in the Las Cruces Sun News. So what do you bring to our community?
Well, I'm coming to the Las Cruces Sun News full-time as a reporter as well as a columnist, and for now my beat is going to include education and business reporting and other stories that just reflect our community.
Okay, well, I look forward to having you in weekly to talk about the world of business because this is the Monday Business Watch, and Lucas, let's get to the world of business. I have not visited this escape room, but I did visit the other escape room in Las Cruces. Glad to see this phenomena has come to Las Cruces.
Las Cruces is blessed to have two escape rooms, which is really cool. There's Clunundrum, and then there's Lost Cruces. And so Algernon took a look at mostly Lost Cruces. They have a new escape room. There's multiple rooms that you can go to.
And this is something that Clunundrum wants to do as well, which is at another escape room. But you're saying Lost Cruces has multiple escape rooms.
They do.
Great.
Yeah, and I'll let Algernon talk about the
Right. So Clunundrum has its single room, which is a jail cell with an Old West theme, and you and a team of up to eight, I believe, are put in this cell for an hour, and you have an hour to find a way to escape the prison cell. And Lost Cruces similarly has a room where you are not really locked in, but you're in this room for 1 hour and you have a mystery to solve and you can physically interact with all the properties in the room and try to work out this mystery. And things that you do unlock clues. So something that you manipulate in the room might give you the combination that undoes a lock and that opens up another space in the room. So this is an industry that has mushroomed all over the United States over the last decade, and Las Cruces is supporting two of these institutions, and Las Cruces is slowly but very ambitiously expanding so that they offer multiple rooms with different puzzles.
You know, what's interesting about this, when I went to Clunundrum, is that we went with a group. We went with Cassie McClure, my wife, and along with Dave Morgan. And we went in the room kind of like just excited because we had never done it before. And we knew that, you know, there were going to be clues and we had to pay close attention. Unfortunately, we did not make it out. Mm-hmm. We were so close, but we didn't make it out. But it's a lot of fun. And what's recommended is that this is a great team building opportunity for businesses to bring in their employees and also for families to kind of come together and do something fun and exciting.
Right. I mean, we actually talked to Griffin Allen, who is the managing director of Lost Cruces, and we talked about how the test of a relationship is how well you can solve problems together. And this is a safe environment where you're handed a very interesting problem. And so if you're dating somebody new, you get to learn a lot about them because you see how do you respond to a little bit of time pressure and a little bit of a problem to solve.
Okay, let's talk about another big issue that's happening in our community. And this is a big issue for our community because we do not have a lot of family entertainment here. And that is the potential closure of Ten Pin Alley. Algernon, you did a story about this in the Las Cruces Sun News. What's going on?
So Ten Pin Alley has been showing signs of closing down, and the owners have been very tight-lipped about why or what's happening, but we do know that it's closing on Saturday. This also goes for the restaurant that is part of that complex.
And because it's a multiple entertainment complex. It's
correct.
Not just a bowling center. It's a complex because they've got Jose Murphy's, and they have also the last remaining pool hall in our community.
Right. So there are businesses with pool tables, and there's one business that services pool tables and also gives pool lessons. But as far as a place to go and hang out with lots and lots of pool tables where there might be league play, we're underserved there for sure with the closure of Q Time.
So any indication as to what's going to happen? Owners are tight-lipped, and employees are equally as confused.
Yeah, I went there on Wednesday, and the employees told me, we don't know anything. They haven't told us anything. So I actually went over to queue time, and I just sat at the bar and ordered a beer and eavesdropped and asked questions and observed, and they were breaking things down, moving things out, emptying out the building. It certainly looks like closure.
Okay, Algernon, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.